B-Pod Studios.
Scientists placed a Yankee, a Southern boy, and a Miami girl in the same room to observe how they interact with each other. For reasons unexplained, they created the Mani, Roy, and Loren morning show. If they see other humans, they tend to make immature jokes, so we place them on the radio for your safety.
Once I get lubed up, I'm ready to go. I'll talk to anybody.
Okay, that experiment failed.
Kiss 95.1, home of Charlotte's morning show, Mani, Roy, and Loren.
And I wish I was lubed up this morning.
Oh. You not sleep well last night?
I thought I did. I've never really kind of experienced that. I don't remember waking up a bunch, but I feel like just...
Like you didn't sleep?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Tired.
That's the worst.
I went to bed early, went to bed normal.
Yeah, that's what happens with me, man. Like on Sunday night, I was like asleep by 9. And I usually fall asleep around 9:45 or 10. And I feel like I'm more tired the next day.
Yeah.
It's weird. And I was telling Amanda that last night. She's like, you're wrong.
Yeah, there's gotta be something to it because I think I was asleep.
No, don't let us keep you awake, bud.
Oh, trust me, if I could go take the day to go to sleep, I would.
Hey, if you're a third shifter and you want to come down here and slap Roy in the face, feel free to do that. After he had an almost 7-hour night of sleep and he's still exhausted.
I don't know what happened.
Fun fact about Roy though is he doesn't drink coffee, and I don't know how you do it working in mornings.
I don't know, but today I think I'm gonna have to go back there and get some caffeine to pump up today.
I didn't start drinking coffee till I was in my 40s either.
Really?
Yeah.
It's an acquired taste.
Yeah, and I just didn't need it. Like, I was like, I came in and I was shot out of a cannon and I was ready to go.
It's been a staple in my diet since I was probably 17.
Yeah.
Really?
And now I'm almost a 2 a day. Like, yeah. I need one at 5 p.m. too. I had one yesterday.
It's 3 o'clock
I was
for
with
me.
The kids.
Yeah, my parents do that thing where they drink coffee all day. They always put a pod on. You know what I mean?
Like, putting a pod on. Yeah. That's so cute.
Yeah, I know. They're like, hey, have you put on, like, the conversations would be like, hey, go put a pod on. Like, have you put a pod on yet? Everyone's putting a pod on.
How do they drink it?
From a cup? What do you mean?
No, like, how do they, milk and sugar in it? Do they use Splenda?
I see Roy Sr. is, like, black.
No, they're with creamer and sugar.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many sugars do they put in?
I think only 2.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I haven't made coffee for them in years.
I don't know, but you watch. You observe your dad. Like, if he was taking a bunch of packs and putting it in.
I remember back when I was a 911 operator, and I had to live with them for a little bit. And my dad, I would go to bed like at 7 a.m. because I did 7 p.m. to 7 a.m.
Right.
And I would get so upset because the way that the spoon against the glass of the stirring.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I mean, it was so obnoxious. I'm like, just drink it.
Hey, Nicole, repost the picture on our MRL show story or wherever you want to put it of Roy with his dad. Amanda couldn't get over. She was staring at your picture last night. And she's like, you look so much like your dad.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize it in person. Like, I've met your dad, Roy Sr., in person, and I was like, I can see a resemblance. But, like, in this photo right here, you look so much like your dad.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I look a lot like my dad.
Big smile.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I felt bad for my dad, too.
And your sister's in the picture, too. And she looks just like your mom.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people say that me and my sister look alike, and we have, like, the same smile. I don't know.
I think you and Alyssa look alike. Like, you have a resemblance.
Yeah. But my dad, you know, he has to spend...
The sign above them, too, over the door, which says Farmhouse Kitchen.
Oh, there's a bunch of weird stuff in my family's house.
I know. We got to talk about that later on the show.
The rattlesnake was the strangest.
Yeah. And by the way, that's a cartoon. Someone sent me the link to the cartoon of the rattlesnake and the rat or whatever.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, we'll get to that later.
Yeah,
but,
Roy said the other day that there's so many trinkets in his parents' house.
So many.
Yeah.
So many. But my dad was spending his dinner alone in North Carolina.
Aww.
I felt so bad.
For his birthday?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He just had some chilies by himself. And I was like, Dad, you should have told the waitress that it was your birthday. Maybe they hooked you up with a free dinner once they realized you were alone.
At least they gather around and sing to you.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on over, friends.
That's why you didn't do it. Because I would be embarrassed if
you're by yourself.
They came over and sang to me when I was by myself.
They come over, they sing. And Roy Sr.'s like, hey, boy, want to sit here and eat with me?
Aww.
Like, no, I got to go.
You could share my dessert.
But
anyone?
But maybe the manager's got a minute to talk.
Somebody sit down with me. My son lives in North Carolina. You don't see him sitting here. But yeah, no, he was like up in the thing of Greensboro. all by himself.
Aww.
I felt bad. That's why I went in over the weekend to spend time with him.
That's good. That was nice of you. That was nice of you. All right, so we'll put that picture up. You guys can go check out Roy and his dad. I mean, it's so funny because everybody says I look just like Ruby, my daughter. And it's like, if given the choice, I would want my daughter to look like Amanda and Dean to look like me.
Yeah.
I mean,
Cash looks just like Dallas.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, just like him.
Yeah, like a T. Mm-hmm. But he's got your temper, so it's a real good mix. I was just reading this article before we went on the air. This article says, the average person should be laughing this amount of times a day to remain a happy person. So to help you with your first laugh this morning, if you haven't had one already, and chances are you probably haven't, with us, at least. Yeah. We're going to play back for you the moment yesterday when Loren got tased in a game called Truth or Taser. So we'll tell you how many times a day you should be laughing to be a happy person. And then to get you going, we'll do that coming up in 3 minutes.
Got to get up. Welcome to the Mania War in the Red Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1, who is
got
this?
To get up. Hey.
Got to get up. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mania, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to pay your bills at 8 a.m. this morning with $1,000. Make sure you enter the code word we give you into the kiss95.1.com website or on the kiss95.1 app. And just by doing that, you get put in the running for $10,000. Is that right, Loren?
Yeah.
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 You can go to the bathroom if you need to, Loren. We're good.
Yeah.
We got you.
Yeah.
You can't even tell the difference between
try
and
mimic
drop.
It. Do
wait.
It. Try and mimic.
Wait, right, you
here,
have to
I'll
count
play.
Me in.
All right, I'll play this first.
Okay.
Yeah.
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 I'm glad that we're laughing because this article that I was just reading that I found on Yahoo says the average person needs to laugh at least 8 times a day to be a happy person. Oh. 8 times a day.
That's a lot.
Really?
I think so. For the normal person. I mean, we laugh all morning long.
I was going to say, I feel like I've laughed 8 times a day by the time it's 7 o'clock with you two.
Different. You know, we have a blessed job where we're, you
able
know,
to laugh.
We sit in this room, the three of us, and producer Aaron, who runs our Facebook Live, and we laugh.
I think Sterling gets jealous.
That, I think Amanda does.
Oh, Dallas does, too.
I think more so that...
let's divorce them.
That's so stupid. I think he gets upset that you guys make me laugh and he doesn't make me laugh. It's like as much as he hears on the radio. Mm-hmm. And then I tell him, I'm like, well, they're never funny. I just have to pity laugh.
What?
Aw, that's not telling
that. Now I'm divorcing you. Amanda goes, come on, that was funny.
Yeah.
Like after she says something. And I was like, yeah, it was good. It was good.
I think Dallas is just, like, he has such a serious job. So
he's funny, though.
He's
too.
Very funny. But he listens to the radio, and then he gets jealous. Until I get tasered, then he's like, oh, you can have that job all day long.
We're stupid funny. Like, Dallas is funny. He, like, tells a story or he's a good people spotter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, hey, look over there. You see what and then all of a sudden it's like the laugh. And I'm like, oh, my God, yeah, that's so funny. All right, so what do you think people are laughing at? We're going to play Lorenz getting tased yesterday in our game called Truth or Taser, which, by the way, we'll play again tomorrow at 7:50. What are people laughing at on the daily?
I would imagine morning radio.
Not on the list.
Oh,
that's nice.
TV.
Reality TV.
Okay.
32%. Memes, animal videos, 37%. Dad jokes, 27%. Mispronunciations.
Hey, well, that's half of my comedy shtick.
25%.
That's half of what I do on the show.
Funny pictures, 24%. Someone tripping, 20%. I get it. I find that, as long as they're not hurt,
I know.
Incredibly funny.
That's always my first question. Are you okay? And then I'll die laughing.
All right, here's a laugh for you guys. If you missed it yesterday, tell everyone, Roy, what we did. And, Loren, we want to play it back.
But yeah, I played a game called Truth or Taser. Our radio family got to vote at kiss95.1.com on questions. And then we asked Loren. She could either answer them or get tased.
How much money is in your hidden account?
No! That was the one question I didn't think I was going to answer.
Now, if you answer it, you can tell us, but you got to be honest. Yep. And if you don't answer it, you face the consequences, which is the taser.
And by the way, if you answer this question, I want you to pull up the secret account so I can verify.
All right, and now we fast forward through.
Yes.
All right, so tell us.
I'm not answering it.
Really?
I'm taking the taser.
Really?
Yeah.
You won't tell us?
No.
Truth or taser, how you feeling, Loren?
So nervous.
I'm nervous.
So nervous. I don't.
You got it.
Okay. All right.
All right.
All right. Let's do this.
Are we going to do a countdown?
Oh.
No. You want to tell us this morning right now how much is in your secret account?
No. I mean, at that point, I already took the taser.
All right. Whatever you want.
That sounds more. Don't.
All right, Lynn. Tell me when.
Oh, my God. No, you got to do it because I can't. Oh, just wait.
Stop moving away from
wait,
it.
I know, but just wait. We have to talk this out for a second.
What do you want to talk about? What do you want to talk about?
I just need to know if you're going to count or just do it.
Well, you tell me. I asked if you wanted to count. You said no.
I don't want to count. I want you to count.
Okay.
All right.
You want me to count up or count down?
From 1 to 3.
Okay.
Okay.
1 to 100.
1.
2. 3.
Oh, God, she's on the ground. How was that?
Did it hurt?
Yes.
That was barely a tase.
Did you get hurt from the rest of the day? Did you feel a little burn, a little tingle?
No, I feel like it took about probably 10 minutes to get the whole tingle out.
Go check out the video, you guys. It's up at the MRL Show on our Insta. And make sure you laugh at least 4 more times today. That's at least worth 4 laughs there.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
Loren, you mentioned it yesterday, and we didn't really get into it too much, but the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah.
And the whole Jonas family threw down in Belmont on Sunday night.
Yeah, Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra are, like, still celebrating their marriage.
And it was her whole family came over, and they were up at Nelly's in Belmont at that awesome restaurant that we love that Kevin Sr. and his family own.
Yep, and then Joe Jonas performed with his band. It looked like a ton of fun.
Yeah, yeah. It's really cool to have someone who understands the roots of a small, small town like Belmont.
Yeah.
And I think it's so cool that Priyanka's family from India came over to celebrate.
Yeah. Yeah, Sophia Turner was here. Like, the whole... It was like who's who of...
And it was family and friends, and Amanda's boss lives in Belmont, and his wife owns a clothing store right across the street from Nelly's, and they've become very friendly, so they were invited.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
We were on the phone with him yesterday.
Called him after the show.
I was so amused at the fact that he left early. He's like, yeah, he said the boys, showed up late in the limo. And he's like, yeah, we left around 9:30. That is such a cool move.
Why would you do that?
Like, getting late, guys. I'm gonna hit the road.
And because the cool thing about the people in Belmont that are friends with the Jonases and, that just kind of hang out up there.
They don't care they're famous?
They don't care. Yeah. They see, Nick and Joe pop in, pop out all the time. Now, Nick less because he's been on the wedding tour.
Yeah.
But, he sees they all got pictures with them and, it was a really, it was just something really cool about it,
Yeah, and it was very laid back. Like, they weren't in, tuxes or anything like that. They were in, dress pants and a button down, and Priyanka was in, a T-length dress. Like, it was very casual.
Yeah.
Can you imagine her family, looking at the Southern food going, fried chicken and gravy?
Yeah.
Like, what?
That's what I want to know. But the next time we'll go up there, we'll ask Grandma. Kevin Sr.'s mom is there a lot, and her husband actually plays in the band. Which is the house band. And he was playing with Joe Jonas. But we'll have to ask what Priyanka's family loved. Did they like biscuits and gravy?
Yeah.
I mean, if you were going to give somebody from another country some Southern food, it would be like...
Biscuits and gravy.
Oh, I know. When Elena got here, our new au pair, we took her to get fried chicken. Like, that was one of the things. It's a staple in the South. You got to get fried chicken.
She loved it.
Yeah, she did.
Where'd you take her for fried chicken?
Not to Price's.
Leroy Fox.
I should have.
Leroy Fox has great fried chicken.
They do
have good fried chicken. She's like KFC.
Bojangles. It's not a bad choice.
No.
Oh, Bojangles is a good choice.
All right. Besides the Jonas's, give us another quick hit on the dirty.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. KISS 95.1.
The 16th season of The Voice is set to premiere on February 25th. And new mentor, John Legend.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a little promo leaving Adam Levine, Kelly Clarkson, and Blake Shelton all looking a little nervous. Mm. And John Legend just revealed that he doesn't know how to swim. And he did this on Twitter saying that he just signed himself up for swim lessons.
I wonder if he's going to Little Otter like me and you.
I know. We take, Minnie and I take our kids to Little Otters.
See, the kid's a little otter than John Legend.
He says, I really can't swim today. I took my first swim lesson for the first time since I was 5. My dad learned to swim in his 60s, so I feel like I'm ahead of schedule.
Whoa.
Yeah. Guess it's never too late.
I guess so.
And Meghan Markle's sister, Samantha, is at it again. She says that she is publishing 2 tell-all books about Meghan Markle.
What?
And that they are set to come out this spring when Meghan is due to give birth. This girl has, I mean, she is holding nothing back.
Gosh, we all have the family that, like, we wish they weren't family. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I am that family.
Poor Meghan can't catch a break. You are that family?
Yeah, I mean, most of my family are, like, pilots and police officers, and then there's, like, me.
Yeah. Yeah. And Demi Lovato, she's celebrating 6 months of sobriety, showing off some new ink for her Instagram followers. It is a tattoo of a rose on her finger, and she captioned, obsessed. If you want to see that, we will retweet it at the MRL Show. Perfect.
We That's all your love, dirty. Thanks, Lauren. We all love Amazon. They are about, they're developing something new right now that is going to make life so much easier than it already is when it comes to Amazon. We'll talk about it in less than 10 minutes.
Keisha, I want some more.
Are you needing a little more MRL in your life? Take us everywhere with our on-demand podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
So I found something that I think I'm really into. And Amazon is developing it. I think this is probably something that we'll all use in the future. And it's a virtual fitting room.
What does that mean?
It's an app that you download for your phone, and the app uses your personal data, your social media photos, your job, as well as the climate you live in to curate different fashion styles that you may be interested in. And then it'll kind of be like Tinder, where you either swipe left or right on it.
Oh, this is going to fail.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah, because people lie about their photos. They take photos at weird angles, so it's not going to know your size.
Well, I don't think it's a, you still would pick your size, but it will, like, if you went through my Instagram and you're like, oh, well, she has a lot of leopard print on there or a lot of pink, it'll pull those kind of ideas.
Okay, that'd be cool.
Yeah, I mean, Instagram's already listening to us.
That's what
it's time for Amazon to turn it on, too. Although a lot of people think the Echo is already on.
I do. Mm-hmm. I think it's the government. Which I'm okay with, strangely.
That is true. I went over to Loren's house one time and I heard, and what did you tell the Russians? And I was like, what? And she goes, oh, that's just the Echo. It's the government.
It does these weird things. I think it's the government. I'm not sure. Yeah.
I think I'm the Russians. I don't know.
Yeah, but right.
So wait, will it show you the outfits on you, though?
Not on you, but you can try it.
Because that would be cool.
I know. That's what I thought. You can try it on a virtual mannequin, but I think probably the next step in the app, the next generation, would be to try them on yourself.
Well, they already kind of do this because whenever I go look at on Amazon at clothes, next thing you know, for the next 2 weeks when I log into my account, I get recommendations for all these different clothes items. So they already kind of do that.
The Amazon video thing, I don't know what it's called. I think it's just Amazon, but it's got the screen.
Yes.
Alexa with the screen. There's an app in that where you can ask her if she likes what you're wearing and she'll tell you one way or the other.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't know anyone who's used that, though.
Not me.
No.
I don't know.
I have a mirror that talks to me.
Alexa with the screen. It's called your wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amanda on the wall.
Uh-huh.
I've noticed my Echo is starting to get more personal.
I use my Echo for everything.
Like, I go, Siri, set a timer. Siri, uh-oh. Siri, I apologize.
Alexa?
Yeah, Alexa. I say, Alexa, set a timer for 10 minutes. She goes, okay, timer set for 10 minutes. Anything else? And it used to just be timer set.
Mm.
Like, she's gotten more conversational, which I like.
Me too.
Because I'm in the house alone a lot.
You say you use it for everything. I don't really use my stuff except for music.
I use it for music. I use it for my timers in the kitchen. I use it for...
Reminders.
Reminders. I use it for my shopping list.
Yeah, groceries. I go, Alexa, add eggs to grocery list. Yep.
Really?
Eggs added. Oh, it's the best.
It is the best.
Or I'll say, are eggs already on the list? She'll go, yes, you already have eggs on the list. We've been through this. I'm shutting down. That's what she says.
Still to come.
Hey, idiot, go to the grocery store.
You're annoying me. Do what Amanda said.
Yeah.
Oh. This article is awesome. Okay. If you own an exotic pet, are you more attractive or less attractive to the average person?
I can tell you what producer Nicole thinks.
There's a new study out, and we got to get into this. If you own an exotic pet, get to us, 704-570-9595. That's like anything that's not cat, dog. Anything other than that, give us a shout. Yes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
7:20 this morning, someone's going to win their way into the Bonnaroo Festival VIP style, get in an air-conditioned tent. One of the biggest music fests of the year. It is not the Fire Festival, y'all. It's no. Bonnaroo. And we're going to call out a name at 7:20 this morning right here on the MRL Show. So we were talking about this article that we saw that said if you own an exotic pet, the average person is either into you or not. And what's the stat, Roy?
I think we read in the office, it was like 33% of people find someone who owns like a bird or a lizard or a snake more attractive.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Producer Nicole is an animal lover, and she said, beep no.
Yeah, because she doesn't feel like the wild exotic animal should be trapped.
Is that why? No.
That's not it?
I just think...
Oh.
So what we need to hear from is you guys right now at 704-570-9595. Ladies, men, if you own an exotic pet, give us a shout. Tell us what pet it is. And then let us know, like, if you think it's helped you in your dating life.
Yeah. I mean, do you think birds are considered exotic pets? Like, I used to have birds. I know, that's so strange.
I mean,
strange.
You can't go outside and catch a canary, right? That's kind of exotic, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't necessarily consider birds, unless it's like an African gray parrot or something like that. I mean, my cockatiels were not really exotic, in my opinion.
Yeah, they are, though, because you can't catch them outside.
Like, I don't know.
They're in an they come from an exotic area.
I was the crazy bird lady, too. I really was. Loved my birds.
But they make noise.
I know, but they were awesome.
Did you talk to them?
I taught them to talk. I used to let them fly around the house.
What?
Like, I wouldn't really keep them in the cage unless I was leaving.
Would they
I
land on your finger?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
They'd give you kisses.
They would?
Uh-huh.
I don't think they care.
This is a bird person.
I know. I know. That's so strange, but we had them growing up.
We're not talking about dogs or cats. We're talking about other exotic pets. 704-570-9595. Do you think it helped your dating life?
This is Brittany from Kannapolis. Did it help you?
I don't know if it helped me per se because I was married. But my husband, our first year of marriage, I really always wanted a bearded dragon. And so he bought me one. And so now we have two. And they're the sweetest little things.
Do they roam the house or do you have to keep them contained?
Well, I have non-exotic pets, so I have four dogs and a cat, so they can't roam around per se, but they like to lay in bed with me, and they snuggle, and they're super sweet. But everybody at work is kind of geeked out by it. They're not, like, when I say I've got two bearded dragons,
yeah.
Like, why? Why would you have that?
What does a bearded dragon eat?
So we've eaten dubia roaches, so we have a colony of roaches in our house.
Oh, my gosh. What?
Okay, that's where I'm going to draw the line.
That's pretty exotic.
That's where most people get freaked out. So they eat that, but then they also eat salads, but they have to have the bugs.
What type of dressing?
No dressing.
Oh, okay.
Brittany, what are their names, your bearded dragons?
Wesley and Elliot.
Elliot.
Elliot's a good name.
Yeah. They don't respond to their names, right? I mean, like, if you said Wesley, Wesley's not going to turn his head, is he?
No, okay. Elliot might. He's my oldest, and he's almost four, and he kind of responds and will interact with you more
really?
Than the other one. They're kind of spoiled. Oh, yeah.
Who are you, Chris Pratt in Jurassic Park?
Sure, I can pretend to be there. They're my dragon.
All right. Thanks, Britt. Have a great day up there in Kannapolis.
You too. Thanks, guys.
Oh, they eat roaches. She has a colony of roaches in her house.
A colony of roaches. I didn't know that they were colonies.
I don't know, but that sounds awful.
Let's bring in Gina from Hickory. Gina, welcome to the Manny Roy of the Rim Morning Show.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Gina. What exotic animal do you have?
I have two snakes. I have a Colombian red-tailed boa, and I have a ball python.
Oh, those are cool. Do you think that, now, Roy, what was it, 33% of people find?
Someone who owns an exotic pet to be more attractive, like a bird, lizard, snake, or ferret.
Is that, do you think it helped you at all in your dating life?
No.
I got to say, if I was dating someone and they're like, hey, I want you to come look at my snake, I would, one, think they're talking about something else, and then two, when I saw there was actually a snake, I would probably end it.
Right. Most right. people are terrified.
It is a good conversational piece, though. If you're out on a date, Loren, with someone and they're like, hey, you want to come see my python?
Nope.
No, it's not.
And thanks, Gina.
I will tell you why. Dallas, in college, his roommate had a monitor lizard. And it got these things. They get huge. Oh. So they lost it in the house and couldn't find it for 6 months. And when they were moving, they moved the refrigerator. And the thing was huge and living behind the refrigerator. That's exactly what it did.
Call the Ghostbusters.
I was like, I would not have dated you then.
All right. This is Ashley in Mooresville. Hey, Ashley.
Hey.
Hey, what exotic edible do you have?
So I have 7 axolotls, and me and my boyfriend have a chameleon and a bearded dragon together.
You have 7 of what?
Axolotls.
What is that?
What's that?
So they're Mexican walking fish. Basically, I have one that my friend says looks like a male part. And
oh, nice. I'm looking at it. So it's in a tank.
Oh,
yeah, those are cool.
Yeah, it's like a walking fish. That's a good way to put it. Help your dating life or no, Ashley?
And it's a good conversation. I mean, some people are really intrigued, and they're like, whoa, that's super cool. And then some people are like, what the hell?
I'll be honest with you. Right, it's cuter than a snake.
All right, we'll take more calls on your exotic pets. We want to know if it helped your dating life. Also, we're going to get into a new app that lets your best friend swipe for you.
It's a good idea.
Would you ever trust them? We'll get into that, too, coming up in 5 minutes.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So we're going to pay your bills $1,000 less than an hour from now. Going to hook you up with a grand, and just for participating, you could win $10,000.
Producer Nicole, you consider us friends, right?
I do.
We're your friends.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes.
Right now.
Yeah, for sure.
Would you let Roy, Loren, and myself swipe for you on a new app, a new dating app? It's called Ship.
I think I'd let Loren.
Why not me? I think I'd be a good judge.
I don't know. Like,
Manny, for sure, I get that. Don't let him touch the app.
No, I don't know. I don't know if you know my type. I feel like Loren, like, truly gets my type.
Don't you think I know your type?
I think you know my type, but we have different types. So
and
I
he
think
would be swiping for him.
I think you'd go squirrel.
I'd
like to see you with her.
By her, I mean me.
So, Ship, this new app, lets users invite friends onto their crew. And from there, everyone can swipe at their leisure, sharing potential matches and discuss matches with their single friend. So they can all discuss, like, hey, Nicole, we find, you know, this person interesting, and here's why.
I think this is a great idea, because who knows you better than your friends do?
Yeah, and this app says they want to bring the social connection back to dating, because it's very impersonal right now.
Well,
it's like a computer program.
The person, your significant other, needs to be liked by your friends. Like, that's a huge part in dating someone. If your friends do not like your significant other, I don't know how it works. People do make it work, but it's got to make it so much more difficult to date.
That friends might be able to, spot some red flags that you missed. Or maybe you were looking at someone and you weren't sure about it, and a friend could be the one that talks you into it and talks you out of it.
Yeah, I don't know. I just know, like, I've never been on a dating app, but
you're still not?
No.
Really?
No.
I probably would have gotten drunk by now and downloaded it.
But
at least just to see.
My single friends who are, it's so fun to, like, be at the bar with them, like, swiping for them. But, you know, I get carried away because it's just fun. And that doesn't necessarily mean that they're interested in the person. So I can see, like, if I let my friends do this, like, what happens if they're just bored one night and they're like, I'm just going to log on and swipe and swipe and swipe?
Well, I don't think it means that you have to go out with that person. It's just like, you know how a matchmaker narrows it down for you? It's like your friends narrowing the process
down. Right. We can't set it up. Like, ultimately, you're the one that sets it up. We just put it in, like, your cue bank.
Oh.
Like, hey, make sure you see this person.
And then she makes the final
decision. Okay, I think I'd be more okay with that.
Yeah. But you would have to trust that what we're putting in your cue bank is, you know.
I trust Loren.
Hey, I wonder how many people out there, let's show Nicole how this can not go well, but how it could go bad.
Oh.
How many people have tried to play matchmaker and it backfired on you? You were so sure that person A and person B would be perfect together, and they got together and it was a disaster.
And I'm kind of in one of those situations right now, by the way. 704-570-9595. Call us. You can tweet us, Instagram, at the MRL Show. Watch us on Kiss95.1 Facebook. So Sterling's sister is dating, getting to know this guy. And I'm the one who has pushed her to reach out to him and initiate the conversation. And, like, every time there's, like, she's feeling a little weird about something, she calls me for advice, which scares me because...
Mr. Matchmaker.
Right? And if this fails, if he turns out to be the biggest jerk, it's my fault.
You're falling on the sword.
Yeah, because I told her, I was like, no, you take, it's 2018. You reach out to him. You set up the day. Don't
because
wait for him.
She wants to have a fallback to blame you.
I think
that's why she's asking you.
Oh, no.
That's what I think.
I don't think that's the plan. I just think that when this goes sour,
she's going to blame you.
It's
the same thing. That's the chance you take on this ship app, which is all ship app. You all of a sudden
make sure the P's
you say it quickly, but then all of a sudden Nicole goes out with someone that you picked, Loren, and it wasn't good. She's calling you.
Well, thanks a lot.
I had two of my friends meet, and I had no intention on them dating, and that ship crashed and burned. I mean, crashed and burned.
Titanic.
Yeah.
I Titanic'd a couple too. I hooked up a college friend with a good friend of mine, and they were together for a good 3 years, y'all. Mm-hmm. And they were unhealthy. I mean, if they weren't yelling at each other or at each other's throats, it just, they weren't in a relationship. Like, that's what kept them together was the arguing.
All right, let's bring in Trish from Huntersville. Hey, Trish.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, so did you try to play matchmaker?
I did. Now ex-husband, his military recruiter was kind of new to the area, and I ended up hooking him up with one of my friends. And they went on a couple dates, and I guess it just didn't work out, and she didn't understand why. She thought everything was good, and then he decided to tell me that he had feelings for me instead. So that just made it a really messed up type of situation. And I feel like I put her in that situation, but I didn't know. So it didn't work out very well for her or him because that didn't ever happen.
Yeah.
So would that prevent you from playing matchmaker for someone again?
Yes. I mean, I've done the Tinder swipes for one of my friends before. And she's kind of like talked to a couple of the guys that I swiped for her because I know her type because she's my best friend. But I mean, nothing's really came of it, but I think the whole swiping for someone else is okay as long as that person is there.
Okay. Thanks, Trish. Thanks for listening to the MRL Show. Have a great day.
Thanks, guys.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be more people out there that have tried to play matchmaker and it backfired.
704-570-9595. That's how you reach the show if you want to be part of the program.
What are you laughing
at? It's okay to admit it.
Totally.
I know. I mean,
do you feel bad that you don't want to say anything?
Maybe. Like, I feel really bad about my friends who aren't really my friends anymore.
Yeah, you hooked up two people that was...
But if you pull out, it could be funny. Like, I was so sure that person A and person B were going to get together, and it turned into a disaster. 704-570-9595. We'll take your calls. So for the past couple weeks, we've been telling people to head over to kiss95.1.com and sign up to win their way into the Bonnaroo Festival VIP style.
Yeah.
And we went through and picked a name. And congratulations to Samantha Torres. She has won her way in to the Bonnaroo Festival.
Is she not on the phone?
No, we didn't get a hold of her, but we left her a message. So hopefully we'll hear from her before we get off the air.
Cool.
But we told everyone at 7:20 we would make the announcement. So we wanted to keep to that. Congratulations, Samantha Torres. You get to go to Bonnaroo VIP style in an air-conditioned tent. Go check out one of the biggest festivals of the year, airfare, hotel, all that for you, okay?
Well, I mean, congratulations when she calls us back.
Well, maybe she's listening.
Maybe.
Maybe she saw a random number and didn't pick up.
Yeah, I wouldn't blame her.
Voicemail.
Listen, if I knew that I signed up for that, I'd be listening this morning to see if I won, because that's a really cool prize.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, the other thing we're talking about before we get to your Dirty Loren, a couple phone calls left behind of people who tried to play matchmaker and it backfired.
Mm-hmm.
Let's bring in Jordan from Concord. Jordan, welcome to the Mania Roy and the Ray Morning Show.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're doing really well, Jordan. So tell us the time you were a matchmaker.
So I wasn't actually the matchmaker. I was like the result of my sister's boyfriend being the matchmaker. And it didn't go very well.
So who tried to hook you or yeah. Who hooked you up?
My sister's boyfriend.
Hooked you up with who?
A guy that he worked with at the time.
Okay, so you trusted him, you listened to him, and then what happened?
Yeah, what was so bad?
Well, we dated for a good, 2 or 3 months, and for a week he lived with me, and he had a bad car accident. I was there for him the whole time. Mm. But towards the end, I could tell he was being distant, and come to find out, he didn't want to tell me. So my sister's boyfriend told me that he had been seeing his ex practically the whole time that he was dating me.
Well, he gave it the good old-fashioned try.
The good old college try.
It didn't work,
yeah.
Jordan. That stinks. Thanks for calling. One more.
All right. This is Lindsay and Lake Wiley. Welcome to the Mania Roar of the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Lindsay. So you tried hooking up friends, and how did that backfire on you?
So I tried to hook up two of my friends, and we were all going out for my birthday. And when he showed up, he liked my sister instead of my friends.
Aww.
I
was trying to hook him up with.
But
that put you in a weird spot.
Yes. And she was dating somebody else at the time. My sister was. So it was just awkward. But about a year later, the two that I was hooking up ended up moving furniture. So,
oh, wow.
Okay.
So you made it 50%.
Yeah, it was a delayed response.
Yeah, it was a little delayed, and it didn't have anything to do with me at that point. But
yeah. That's funny. All right, Linz, thanks for listening. Have a great day, okay?
Thanks.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. It's 95.1.
I accidentally hung up on Lindsay a little fast. What was she going to say?
Sounds great. Love you guys. You're the best morning show ever. I listen to you above anyone else.
Bye.
I hope your boss knows that you guys are great. I think that's what she was going to say.
I agree.
That was a... There we go. All right. So Firefest is still being investigated, but now... there are a ton of stars being subpoenaed for their payment of millions of dollars. Kendall Jenner is one of them. Bella Hadid, Hailey Baldwin, Bieber's wife.
They all posted about it when they were paid.
Yeah, Emily Ratajkowski. There's a ton of them.
So let me follow this. So let me get this, understand this mindset. So the concert goers are trying to get the people that got paid to promote it to give their money back to give to them? To the concert goers?
Yes. So the people that are suing Firefest, now this investigation is going on. So these people are being subpoenaed to tell their side of the story.
I don't know who's suing Firefest. I don't know if it's the concert goers or maybe
there's a ton of people suing Firefest.
It's people who were lied to by Billy McFarland.
Well, I feel bad for I can't believe I'm saying this, but I feel bad for the Kylie Jenner and everyone else, because what are they? If someone pays, me to represent them on the radio, and I think they're a great company, and I trust them, and then they come out their crap. That's not...
They're
just being subpoenaed, so that means I just want to know what happened.
Right, exactly.
Trust me, I've been subpoenaed before. I know what happens in those.
And I feel bad because, Roy said, you're being paid to do these promo videos, and then you're kind of the face of it, and you're the one that takes the hit and the brunt of it because you're the face that people have seen. So, Okay, so this year's Grammys haven't happened yet. They happen on February 10th. But a Twitter account claims that the winners have already been leaked online. On the Grammys website, they accidentally leaked them. And that they're saying and claiming that the news came from Russia.
Boy, they can't get it right. Clint Eastwood screwed up the winner that one year of La La Land. And then they don't have a host now, and now the winners have already leaked.
Well, and we won't do a spoiler alert, but I am going to hold on to this list and see if it's accurate.
Give me that
list.
Let me have this.
I've always thought that they they make sure the people that are winners, they really make sure they're there.
I thought you said Oscars. It's the Grammys.
Grammys.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that, okay. Yeah. Yeah. I don't really care about that.
Oh, really?
I mean,
the Grammys, that's our business.
No, that's different. I believe that could be leaked. The Grammys are the ones that are lock and key. And
wait a second.
Oscars are the one that are locked and key.
So what award show are we talking about?
Grammys. The Grammys.
The Grammys have been leaked.
The Grammys, they won't happen until February 10th.
All right.
All right.
Sorry, you guys.
It's okay. GMA Day is getting a new name. It's going to be Strahan and Sarah now. Of course, it's named after the host. They're getting a new logo and a new set, so that'll look a little different for you, too. And Priyanka Chopra and Nick Jonas are still celebrating their wedding, and they did it right here in Belmont at Nellie's.
All right.
That's your dirty.
Now, this split can't be the rinse. 704-570-9595. 32 wins. Call now. Take her down.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorette.
Ring it.
On Kiss 95.1.
Abby from Mount Holly. Welcome to the Meanie, Rory, and Lorette Morning Show.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi. Come on, Abby. Do it with us. Hi. All right. You're playing Can't Beat Lorette today.
Is this thing on?
All right.
Throw her out of the studio so we can play.
Before.
Oh.
Right, get out.
Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
She is leaving the studio. You can watch her leave on MRL TV. Look her up on Kiss 95.1's Facebook page. And she's gone. She can no longer hear the question.
Abby, Mount Holly, here we go. This one's for you. Nick Jonas and his now wife had another wedding celebration in his hometown of Belmont. Who is his now wife?
Priyanka Chopra.
Happy 65th birthday to this iconic American talk show host who is known for her saying, "You get a car, you get a car."
Oprah.
Taraji P. Henson got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. True or false, she plays Cookie on Empire, which also airs on Fox.
True.
Question four. Samantha Markle revealed that she has plans on releasing two tell-all books about her half-sister who's married to Prince Harry. Who is that half-sister?
Meghan Markle.
And question five. Kendall Jenner, Bella Hadid, Hailey Bieber, and more are being subpoenaed after what failed music festival that has been a Netflix and Hulu documentary?
Firefest.
Come on in, Lorraine. Much better outcome than yesterday.
Lorraine, it's going to be a tough battle. Our friend Abby got them all correct, Ooh. Which means I won't tell you if you got it right or wrong until the very end.
All right, good for you, Abby.
Nick Jonas and his now wife had another wedding celebration in his hometown of Belmont. Who is his now wife?
Priyanka Chopra.
Happy 65th birthday to this iconic American talk show host who's known for saying, "You get a car, you get a car."
Oprah.
Taraji P. Henson got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. True or false, she plays Cookie on Empire, which airs on Fox.
True.
And question four, Samantha Markle revealed that she plans on releasing two tell-all books about her half-sister who's married to Prince Harry. Who is the half-sister?
Meghan Markle.
Question five, Kendall Jenner, Bella Hadid, and Hailey Bieber, and some more supermodels are being subpoenaed after what failed music festival that has documentaries on both Netflix and Hulu?
Firefest.
Lorraine, you got them all correct at the tie. You got 33 wins.
I like how Roy was like, "I'm not telling you if you get them right or not," but he's doing huge checks over here. I can hear him checking off.
I thought I heard that too. I'm like, why is my check?
All right, Abby. Great job. Five correct, but it's a tie, so you know what I want to hear.
I'm Abby, and I can't beat Lorraine, but I can tie her.
You sure can. Thanks for playing, Abby.
Thank you.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Show.
All right, we are going to hook you up with $1,000. Pay your bills. Also, just by entering in, coming up here less than 10 minutes, you could win 10 grand.
Also, a brand new War of the Roses. Aaron wants to see if his girlfriend Jackie, it's a long-distance relationship. Is she cheating? You've got to hear the outcome of this.
It's long distance. I think I already know the outcome of this.
All right, stand by. We're getting to that in 8 minutes.
The Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Aaron. You think your girlfriend, Jackie, is cheating on you. And you guys have been together for what, roughly 8 months now?
Eight months, yeah. I call her JJ. I made that nickname up for her. She's just been acting weird because we text a lot and we talk a lot on the phone, you know, FaceTime and all that kind of stuff. And I've texted her a lot and she hasn't texted me back, like, in a timely manner. Now she takes a lot longer to text me back. And then I've left her a bunch of voicemails recently. And she hasn't gotten back to me.
Well, when's the last time that you saw her in person?
Oh, I've never actually seen her in person.
You've never seen her?
No. I mean, we met on a dating site. So, you know, we've texted a lot and we've gotten really close and we started exclusively dating.
Have you ever FaceTimed? Like, maybe you're being catfished altogether.
No, no, we've FaceTimed. We've talked on FaceTime and stuff like that. But she lives in New Jersey, so, you know, it's a little far, so we haven't actually seen each other yet.
No, dude, you can't be surprised if she's, quote-unquote, cheating on you then. I mean...
Yeah.
You're internet dating.
You haven't kissed? You haven't held hands?
Yeah, but I really love her. I mean, we have a deeper connection than any of that stuff, because we've talked so much, and we're super close.
I think I know how this is going to end up, so I say we do it.
We planned out to meet each other. Like, mm-hmm. we had been talking about meeting, and I had planned it all out, and she knew I was supposed to come, and that's why I'm a little worried, you know, now, because all the messages I've left.
Would you not... So if you went out somewhere here in North Carolina and you met someone, Aaron, would you not date them because you have a girlfriend?
Yeah, I tell everybody I have a girlfriend.
Okay. All right, I just want to see what your headspace is.
Let's call. Make sure you stay really quiet. If she sends the roses to someone else, you're going to want to hear what she puts on the note. That could tell a lot about the relationship, okay?
Okay.
Hi, I'm looking for Jackie, please.
Who's this?
Hi, Jackie. This is Ella. I'm calling from Flowers for You. And the reason for my call today is to inform you that you've won a man package. It's romantic with chocolates and champagne for you to send to somebody free of charge through our company. And we're doing this just as our monthly giveaway to get our name out there. And hopefully you would tell somebody about our services.
Okay. So you're just giving it for free? There's no charge?
Yep. No, it's part of our marketing. It's a box of chocolates and a bottle of champagne.
And it's completely free?
Yes, ma'am. I do not need a credit card from you or anything like that.
Okay. That sounds great.
All right. I just need the name of the person you'd like to send this romantic package to.
You know what? Let's send it to Michael. He'll love it.
Okay. To Michael. And what would you like to put on the note?
You can say, hey, babe, here's something we can both enjoy during the snow this week. Love, JJ.
Okay, cute.
Hey, that's my nickname for you.
What? Hello?
JJ, who's Michael?
I'm sorry, what's going on?
Jackie, that's Aaron on the phone. He wanted to do War of the Roses. You're on the Meanie, Roy, and Loren morning show.
It's where we catch cheaters.
I don't know. Okay.
I know that you've been having an internet relationship with Aaron.
You said we were exclusive, JJ.
Aaron, I don't want to hurt you, but we haven't seen each other. And, you know, as much as I don't want to hurt you, it's not you, it's me. It's just not working for me. I just don't know how to explain this.
But we had talked about seeing each other now. We were making all the moves to see each other and to be together.
Is Michael someone who you're having an internet relationship with, or is Michael actually someone who you physically know?
Michael is an actual person that I actually know, that I can see in real life.
But if you knew if you knew Aaron's feelings for you, then why didn't you tell him? Like, listen to him. He's really upset.
You know, I don't understand why you
let him call you JJ.
Listen, I was going to tell you, but I just started this book, and then I got kind of busy with that, and it wasn't that I wasn't going to tell you. It's just that I didn't get a chance to tell you.
I was going
to
break up with you, but I started a book, and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what...
I'm on chapter 8 now, so...
It sounds to me like the relationship wasn't as big of a deal to Jackie as it was to Aaron.
Clearly, a book is a bigger deal to her than this man.
I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, I do love you. It's just, I love you more like a brother.
Why does everybody keep saying that?
I mean, I'm very sorry, Aaron. I mean, I definitely didn't want you to find out this way, but I'm really not sure what to do now. This is a very
you didn't
weird
want me to find out at all.
Situation. But it's just not going to work out.
Well, we put so much time into this, Jackie. I don't understand.
Okay, Aaron, we really, really didn't, okay? You're going to be fine. You're going to be fine.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny. Roy, and Lauren on Kiss 95.1.
Lots of text messages coming into 704-570-9595 about that war. Long-distance relationships never start and end well.
It's true. Well, and I don't know. I guess Dallas and I did long-distance twice in our relationship. We've been together for like 14 years. But we did it once while we were dating. I lived in Pennsylvania. And then another right after we got married. I lived in India for 4 months.
How long was the separation, the long distance?
A year and a half the first time.
Jeez.
Yeah. That was when we were dating, though. And then 4 months the second time. But that was right after we had gotten married. We hadn't even been married for a whole year yet.
I have reason to believe for half of her relationship, she's been gone.
And so is he.
Yeah.
They see each other a third of their marriage.
When I lived in Pennsylvania, though, that year and a half, we saw each other. When I lived in India, we didn't physically see each other for 4 months.
Well, let's put this in perspective. If you just jumped in the car and you missed the War of the Roses, Aaron wanted to see if his girlfriend Jackie, who they've been dating long distance, she lives in Jersey and he lives here, was cheating on him because he stopped returning calls and text messages. She stopped that. It turns out they've never even met at all. Yeah. So we're sitting here talking about long-distance relationships. What you did, Loren, is completely different than what Aaron and Jackie did.
100%.
They met online, and they never met. So that makes us ask you guys this question at 704-570-9595. Ever date someone that you never met in person? Are you currently dating someone that you've never met in person?
That seems...
People meet on video games. I hear that a lot.
Yeah.
But we asked Aaron on the front end, if someone here in Charlotte asked you if you were single, what would you say? And he said, no, I would say I have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yet he had never met Jackie in person.
I mean, it's an emotional relationship. It's not physical.
704-570-9595. If you've ever dated someone without seeing them personally, and this isn't an attack, we're not going to sit here and judge you. We just need to get in the headspace of Aaron and see, like, what was he thinking?
Let's talk with Rob and Concord. Welcome to the Mania Boy in the Rim Morning Show.
Love you guys. What's going on?
Hey, buddy. Thanks so much for taking the time to call in. So you were in a long-distance relationship?
Yes. My now wife and I, we actually met on a fan page on Facebook.
So tell us, how long did it take for you guys to see each other?
Not long. We were together maybe about 6 months or so.
Before you met each other?
Yeah.
That's still a long time to date somebody without meeting in person.
I know we would go back and forth, like chatting and things like that. And then we finally met each other. And then it was love. And then we just got married in June. Still long distance because waiting on her job to let her transfer out here.
What if that doesn't happen, though? What if there's an if, Rob, where it doesn't happen, where the transfer doesn't happen? I mean, is there any possibility that you guys have to delay this more?
No, it's already been delayed like 3 times before.
Mm.
Yeah. No, it's already been edged in stone and everything. Okay. I'm actually flying out to Colorado Thursday night.
Cool, man. Well, let us know how it goes, dude.
Oh, most definitely. I listen to you guys every morning.
Yeah, man.
Thanks, Rob. That means a lot. We appreciate it.
Way more secure than me, by the way. I guess I'm too insecure about that.
Oh, I loved doing long distance.
If Sterling...
Do you know how many packages I can get without my husband knowing? I have a P.O. box in India still, says Lauren.
P.O. box in India.
I wish it wasn't the truth. I love this new gig where Dallas is on the road 3 days a week.
Sneak everything in. I would just become, if Sterling was long distance, I would be upset. Like if I didn't know who his friends were and I didn't know his social circles. And if he was telling me stories about people, I'm like, who are these people?
But you would still meet them when you went to go see him.
Well, okay, but yes, I'm just talking about in the instance like Aaron, which they never met.
Yeah, and see, for me, like, take the kids out of it. I'm a needy person. I'll say it. Like, I enjoy company. I would have a very hard time with a long-distance relationship because I want my partner there. I want the person who I love and I'm emotionally and physically attracted to be there.
Sure.
No. It would be very hard for me. One more.
Let's talk with Mary Beth in Lancaster. Welcome to the Mania Roy in the Rim Morning Show.
Hi, guys. How are y'all?
We're doing really well. So you're one of the awesome people that met on a video game.
Yeah, we met on a PS3 GTA 4 gaming site. It was totally random. It's not like I was looking for anything. I was actually 15 years old, and we were only friends for a really long time. And we talked every single day. We just hit it off. And 4 years later, talking every single day, I was like, hey, why don't we just meet? And
So stop right there, Mary Beth. For 4 years, you guys talked and never met personally.
Yeah, but they were kids. They were 15.
They were dating 15, at that 16, point.
But, so they were 19.
But you saw pictures of each other.
Yeah, and we did webcam like almost every day. I met his family through webcam and everything.
All broken up. Hi, Mary.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Nothing.
He's pretended to be frozen.
Yeah, the webcam freezes. Yeah.
Well, he's from Venezuela, and he tried to get a visa, a tourist visa, to come see me. And the day that he went to Caracas for to the embassy for his appointment, he got denied. But I met him there, and we saw each other for the first time after 4 years at an airport.
Yeah. And how did it end up? Did he move here? Are you married? What did you guys break up?
That was July 2013, and in December 2014, I went back, so we didn't see each other for another year and a half, and I went back for 2 weeks, and I spent Christmas and New Year's with his family, and he proposed on New Year's.
But does he still live there?
No, he's here.
Oh, okay, good.
It's a happy ending.
I love, Mary Beth, that you guys met on Grand Theft Auto. Like something about him when he carjacked me on the corner of 33rd and 2nd.
It was so beautiful.
All right, we're all looking forward to a new season of The Voice. I'll tell you who's joining, what new celebrity, and what they can't do as an adult. It's coming up in 10 minutes in The Dirty.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's The Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. KS95.1.
Well, it looks like Lindsay Lohan is finally back. Lilo found something to star in.
Yay!
Yeah, the troubled actress is starring in Among the Shadows. Now, I'm not sure this is going to be her best film, but it's her first film in 6 years. It's the story of a private investigator who hides the fact that she's a werewolf.
I'm a workaholic, a shopaholic, and according to the state of California, an alcoholic.
Yeah, so strange. Okay. John Legend, he just opened up and admitted to everybody on Twitter that he doesn't know how to swim. He said, I really can't swim, and today I took my first swim lesson since I was 5. My dad learned when he was 60, so I feel like I'm ahead of schedule.
We're going to do something for John later on in the show, like after 9. We're going to talk to people who can't do basic things.
Yeah.
Ride a bicycle.
That's always a good thing to ask.
Tell time.
I didn't know how to use a staple remover.
I remember that. Well, that was like 2 years ago.
I had to get taught.
How do you not know how to use a staple remover?
Never was taught to me. I never had to remove staples.
Oh, like, what did you think? Did you think you just took off the whole corner of the piece of paper?
I never in my life encountered a situation to remove it.
Huh.
To begin with.
Interesting.
It was permanent.
He never knew the staple remover was even an object.
Yeah, I saw this thing with teeth, and I was like, what do you do with that thing? It's like a little clamp thing.
Yeah. Hmm. You should have seen him when I showed him a snow shovel.
Like, Watch out now.
You could clear off your driveway?
Luckily, we don't use those too often around here.
That's right. Except north and west today, we'll see some snow.
Speaking of John Legend, he will be joining The Voice for their premiere on February 25th. So, of course, Adam Levine, Kelly Clarkson, Blake Shelton, all a little nervous, but thankful to have him.
As a reminder, as I sit here listening to Lorenz Dirty with Roy and producer Aaron, who's on our Facebook Live, he's our director there. You can watch the show on Kiss95.1's Facebook page. I'm in my same underwear now for 13 straight days.
Dear God.
Tomorrow morning at 6:50, I'll be removing the underwear and handing them over to you two to smell it and decide whether or not this SilverTech technology, as advertised, works, where you can wear it for 2 weeks with no stench.
And just to break this down, you've been wearing them to work out.
Mm-hmm.
You've worn them all hours of the day to sleep in, except for when you're showering. That's the only time you're taking them off?
6:50 tomorrow morning will be the reveal.
What went on in your mind just now to interrupt her dirty to promote that?
Amanda texted me and said, did you do the underwear today?
Is that it?
That was it, yeah.
Okay.
And no, I didn't do it today, babe. It's tomorrow.
I'm so intrigued by it, and I didn't think I'd ever say this out loud, or ever, but I'm actually excited to smell your boxers.
Yeah! Isolate the clip! We're using that in a rejoin, y'all!
Anything
this is
else?
The Mania Weatherman Morning Show. I'm actually excited to smell your boxers.
Anything else, Ren?
Yeah, I got a what Lauren likes for you, too. Right.
Anything else you want to promote?
Yeah, anything?
Hey, by the way, maybe somebody listening in 8:25 today will wake up early to get the sniff contest. Maybe. Who knows?
One of you are going for Truth or Taser tomorrow, too, right?
Yeah, 7:50. Yeah. You want to promote Mockmade Podcast?
Why not?
Talk about what Lauren
likes. Download it at Beepop Studios. All right. If you loved KKW Beauty's Valentine's Day perfumes from last year, they're bringing them back. So Bae, BFF, Ride or Die, you can get those scents again. But they're also coming out with three more, including Baby Girl and Wifey. So if you want to get your hands on those fragrances, you can do that starting Thursday. But we'll have the link up at kiss951.com.
All right, that's thank your you dirty. So much, Loren.
Two things are on the table for Roy, and I don't know, Loren, which way we should go.
Oh, for me?
Yeah, I think we should go with this. I think we should hold off what was in your parents' house for tomorrow.
Okay,
because you took pictures of random stuff that are in the house in Roanoke. I want to talk about Roy's new beauty trend that apparently went wrong.
And it's my fault.
Is it your fault?
It's my fault.
It is her fault.
What's Roy doing? How many times a week?
I do it once a day.
Oh, what's Roy doing once a day that has backfired on him and turned into a disaster? And we have visual proof. We'll tell you in 7 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
What is Roy up to, Loren? He's got doing something every day, and it's all because of you.
Yeah, he's got a new beauty routine, and it is my fault.
I do. So, you know, we have something called MRL TV. It just wrapped up broadcast, but every morning at 7, between 6:30 and 8:30 a.m., you can watch the Mania Roy and the Ren Morning Show. Well, I've been watching our footage.
On Facebook Live.
On Facebook Live, and I look super pale. Like, I look sick.
I think you look fine.
It wasn't fine. In fact, I was so pale, it was reflecting back towards the camera. And is it not true, Aaron? It was reflective. That's
Manny,
how pale
Mirror,
was.
And Loren.
Yeah. So I would be like, Aaron, is there anything we can do? And he had to break the news to me that when you're that white, there's nothing they could do for the video.
I'm there with you, man.
So you just got back from the Bahamas, Manny, so you got a little bit of a tan going on. Poor Roy hasn't seen the sun in 6 months.
Yeah, because if you remember last summer, I got really, really, really bad sunburn. So I refused to go outdoors for like the past 8 months.
You're mad?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I refused to go outdoors for the past 8 months.
He's scared now to go in the sun. I don't blame him.
Yeah.
But I recommend it. Instead of him going outside, I recommended to him. I said, you know, there's the self-tanner and it's pretty easy to do. You can't really screw it up.
Oh, well, but I did. I did. She got me the dummy proof one. And so I'm texting Loren one morning because I was going to put it on. I'm like, hey, so how do I do this? What if it gets in my hair? And she goes, oh, it doesn't matter if it gets in your hair. And she tells me all these instructions. And then maybe 5 minutes after that, she goes, just don't spray it too close to your face.
And he's like, I'm like, what?
You could have started with that.
I thought we were going to have a conversation, like a 15-minute conversation about what he was going to do. And then later that day, he would do it. I didn't realize we were at mid-moment where you were spraying yourself.
I was texting you while I was shirtless in my shower about to apply the dang thing. And after like 10 minutes goes by where she goes, yeah, it's okay if you get in your hair, close your eyes. And she goes, you don't do it point blank. And meanwhile, I just sprayed it on, like within an inch of my forehead.
But it is. Here's the thing. Even if you did that, I gave him the safe self tanner.
That's gonna ask.
It's a gradual build. Mm-hmm. So if you messed it up one day, you could cover it up the next day. Well, my man over here, I mean, his arms are destroyed.
Show the camera your arm, Roy.
Okay, I don't know if you guys can see.
He looks like a leopard.
I don't know if you can see on the camera. But there's
it's blotchy.
Spots. He's orange around his wrist.
And you would take a photo to put on at the MRL show.
Yeah.
And so this area on my body used to be very, very, very white, and now it's orange.
Orange. It's a good color.
I don't know about that. And then you can see here. Look at the blotchiness of.
Because it's hard for me to see with the reflection.
Oh, yeah. Roy's blotchy there.
Look at that.
Right around his wrist.
Yeah, it's darker.
But that is user error. I know. That side's the best.
That way is awesome.
He has a huge circle. You can tell that he sprayed it so close to his skin that it only went in one area.
Yeah, it's like a circle of just tan. That's all it is randomly on this thing.
Oh, that's funny.
So, and I, by the way, I love the self-tanner. I love it. In fact, I love it so much, I get my sister on board with it. My mom's on board with it. The family loves it.
Nice. Start a good trend. Maybe I'll do it as what Lauren likes tomorrow so that people can get it if they want it.
Can you get it like CVS or like Teeter? Or
yeah, where? It's not expensive.
And the arms don't match. Like the colors aren't matching.
Again, this is not a good commercial for it because this was user error.
So, how's my face coming in, buddy? Is it tan? Or is it,
your face looks good.
Do I need another layer?
No, your face looks good.
No other layer.
No, stop. Why you're ahead?
Because I'm addicted to it now. It works.
Okay, so this will last about like 5 days for you. So
5 days?
You shouldn't have to spray again until like the weekend.
That's going
to
be my question. Is it getting on your clothes? Is it getting on your couch?
No.
Like when Callie brushes up against you, does she get tan?
No, it does have a smell, though.
Yeah, I told
you. There is a smell. But
hey, I got a smell, too.
I get naked. I spray myself in the shower, and then not while the water's on. Just that way, if anything falls, I can just rinse it, and then it dries.
But you can shower now, and it doesn't run off or anything.
It doesn't seem like it. I mean, I'm going to go attempt to scrub my arm later.
You know what's funny is when people try at-home beauty products, like over-the-counter stuff, and it goes wrong. Because my buddy tried to bleach his hair once back in the 2000s when NSYNC was hot. Yeah, the sun and stuff. And it was just, it turned so red. But the box said, like, the color, but he did it wrong. I wonder if that's happened to people. When you tried to do some self, I don't know, what do you call it? Like
a beauty regimen.
I guess like a self-beauty regimen. Is that what Roy's doing, the self-beauty regimen?
Yes.
You look beautiful.
Thank you, buddy. I'm trying to be prettier for the camera.
704-570-9595. When did your self-beauty regimen backfire?
Yes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Paying your bills, $1,000, 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. Also at 7:50, just before that, we're going to be doing something called Truth or Taser. Manny and I have to answer questions as selected by our radio family. If we don't want the answer to be revealed, we will be tased.
Ooh.
Tased, 7:50 tomorrow morning. If you want $1,000, though, your next chance to win is with Cameron at 11.
So, Roy, I recommended self-tanner for you because you felt a little white.
Yes,
And
felt white. I was white.
Well, you're not anymore, but you're a little blotchy.
Yeah.
So it didn't quite go the way that we thought it was going to.
Are there different shades of this tanning stuff, the spray?
Yeah. Uh-huh. There's like a...
So he got like a medium?
Yeah, I told him to get the medium.
Okay.
Because it's a build to tan, so it gradually gets darker the more you put it on.
Roy, don't feel bad. You're not alone. Our phones are jammed up with people who tried beauty regimens at home, and it backfired on them as well.
Yay.
All right?
Okay. Let's talk first with Liz and Hank.
Hey.
Hey, Liz, tell us what happened.
Okay, so this is a really awkward story. So, you know, dyeing your hair is really bad for you, like, repeatedly, because it dries your hair out.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't want to go spend, like, you know, $200 to go get my hair bleached at a salon. So I bleached it at home. And it was some of those wacky, weird, permanent, semi-permanent colors from Walmart.
Okay. Sounds
and it
legit.
Turned my hair orange, and then it started to fall out.
Oh, you got a chemical cut. That's what that's called.
I swore I would never dye my hair. I finished the red in it. So it was like a fire truck red. The box that was supposed to be like a dark cherry red.
Yeah.
It ended up being fire truck red.
Liz, did you have to wear a hat? Did you shave it? Did you cut? What did you do?
What I did is I just cut it really short. I was able to cut it. I didn't have to, like, you know, go through the whole shaving process.
Yeah. Well, that's funny.
And
thanks,
you know,
Liz.
Doing your hair is expensive. So, like, when I didn't have a salon when we first moved here, I used to try to do it from a box, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But the box never, like she just said, the picture on the box never matches your hair color.
It never looks the same.
Mm.
Let's talk with Josh, our good friend Josh down in Lancaster. Hey, Josh.
Hey, Bo.
Hey, Bo.
Back when I was a teenager, I was big on watching the Dawson's Creek. And Pacey Whitaker had, which was a character on there, had his hair highlighted. So I'm like, okay, I can do this at home. So my mom knew a woman and knew how to do it. she proceeds to do the highlight thing, takes it off, and my hair, every stitch of my hair on the top of my head was as yellow as the peel of a banana.
Yeah, bleach will do that sometimes.
Yeah, so I did the smart thing, and I got a straight razor, and I shaved my head and then put shaving cream on it and straight razored it.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoa, you just started fresh.
It was that bad, huh?
Yeah, it was that. Put it this way, if I went into a dark room, I would light it up.
Thanks, buddy. Good to hear from you.
Just how my paleness was lighting up the room. This is Debbie in Harrisburg. Welcome to the Mania Roy the Red Morning Show.
Okay, I want to kill my girlfriend. See, because she was at work, and I asked her, what did you do to dye your hair the color for the Panthers? Want to represent the Panthers. Go Panthers, right?
Yeah.
So she said blueberries. And she said, I gotta go. Yeah. I'm going to work. Okay, so I go to Walmart, and I get a case of blueberries. I come home, I puree the blueberries. I get about 5.5 gallons of blueberries when I finish pureeing them.
The actual fruit.
Put it in my hair. She says, she calls me back. She said, oh, don't forget to leave it in for at least 2 hours. I put all the blueberries in my hair, and I'm telling you, my head felt like 10 pounds of lead.
Yeah.
I waited. I put the plastic cap on. I waited 3 hours, got in the shower, came out. I was blueberry blue from head to toe.
Oh, my gosh.
All across my face. So I went into the game streaked in blueberries.
And well, I mean, at least it looked team spirity.
Fox is like, get a picture of the super fan. Look at her. She's falling.
The blue zebra that came walking through.
You're so funny. Thanks, Deb. How long did it take you to recover from that?
It took me a month.
Oh my God.
The blueberry would not come off of my face, literally. So by the time I finished, I ended up looking like the main character in the Smurfs.
I'm so sorry.
Thanks, Debbie in Harrisburg. Have a great day. We can't get to Nicole on the Hill, but she's down there in Rock Hill. She said she tried to do the at-home color kit and her hair turned green.
Yeah,
that's a bad look. All right, just after 9, we're going to jump back into a conversation that we had earlier today, which is John Legend. Doesn't know how to
swim.
And he admitted it on Twitter. There's a lot of people, I think, that are out there that don't know how to do basic things. I know Roy's been working on a list since about 6:30 this morning. We'll get to that. We want to hear yours, too, coming up here on the MRL Show.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So, John Legend, what did he do? Put it on his socials?
Yeah, he took to Twitter and told everyone that he took a swim lesson for the first time since he was 5, and he really didn't know how to swim, and that his dad didn't learn until he was 60.
This is the Planet Fitness judgment-free studio here at Kiss 95.1, where the MRL show broadcasts from. Roy, you know that. Mm-hmm. And that's why we're going to say this is a judgment-free segment where we want you to call and tell us, because we've got plenty of them in here, the basic thing that you can't do.
I wrote a list.
704-570-9595. How many are on your list?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I have 6 things I don't know how to do that I think everyone knows how to do.
All right.
I don't know how to iron.
Oh, yeah, that's
iron
a problem.
Iron a shirt, anything like that. I have to get Sterling to help me with it.
Could you plug it in, turn it on, put it on the right setting?
But every time I iron, I create more wrinkles. Every time I do it. I just don't know how to do it.
I don't think I know how to starch a shirt. Like a men's shirt, but I could iron it.
I don't even know what that means. I don't know how to fold a fitted sheet. I just typically ball them up and throw them in the closet.
That's tough.
Drive a stick shift.
You don't know how, country boy does not know how to drive a stick shift?
Nope, sure don't. My dad attempted to teach me. I said, Dad, don't get mad at me. Whatever you do when I'm doing this, don't get mad at me. We got into an argument before we left the driveway, and I just never learned from that moment on.
You exited the car and never went back in.
Never went back in. Use a staple remover. I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to write a check. It's been so... I don't write checks.
I think a lot of millennials don't know how to write checks.
In fact, when I do have to send a check, I send it online. So, like, I get my bank to print the check for me, and then they mail it out.
What is it that you have questions about? Like, where to put what?
Stuff.
I mean, it's all pretty much spelt out for you. It says signature, amount.
Okay, that's easy for you to say.
To whom you're making it out
where
to.
Where do I write out the numbers of the amount?
On the big long line that has dollars.
It's complicated,
at the end of
Loren.
It.
It's a lot.
don't push them, Loren.
Where do I put the date? I don't know. I don't know how to cut a, I don't know how to cut a pineapple.
Pineapple's a hard fruit to cut because it's got that core in it. But you can get a corer.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how to do that.
What about you, Loren? Let's go around the room. What basic things do you not know how to do? Well, and then we're going to get to Aaron, our video producer, who's over there saying, I don't know if he can do anything, quite honestly, with all the stuff you're saying he can't do.
The one thing that definitely comes to mind for me is a driving thing. And we all know in this room, and if you're listening, I cannot drive. I should not be teaching anyone to drive. And I cannot, for the life of me, back into a parking spot. I can barely pull in forward.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask me to back up.
Can't do it, even with the camera.
Nope, even with the camera.
We've seen you do it. And I think pulling forwards is a thing for you, too, quite honestly.
I know, but it's better than backing up.
You bump the front of the stormtrooper pulling in forwards.
Got in the Jeep, okay? It was new. I didn't know the dimensions yet.
Producer Aaron, what is your list of things, the average thing that you can't do? By the way, jump on the phones with us, 704-570-9595. As we wrap up the show, we'd love to hear from you, the basic things you can't do. Maybe it's like something Roy said or any of us said.
I pretty much can't do anything with like my mouth or my tongue. Like, I can't blow a bubble. That one doesn't come up too often, though.
You chewing know? Gum?
Yeah, the most annoying thing I can't do is whistle. That, man, I'd whistle if I could.
Try.
It's just...
That's
about as good as I can get.
Oh, I don't know how to do that one.
Can you do this one?
No, wow. I don't know how to do that. And then, you know how people put their fingers in their mouth and they blow and things happen?
Oh, I can't do that one.
Yeah.
How'd you do that?
You still went through your teeth, though, it sounded like.
I don't know. I got thick sausage fingers. Although, so do you.
All right, what can't you do, Mr. Smarty Pants?
Oh, there's a lot. I mean, if you want to get down to it, like, I mean, there's just so many things. Let's see. I'm not great at swimming either. I'll be honest with you.
Oh, really?
Neither am I.
I'm not a great swimmer.
But I can do it.
I can't dive. Like I've never dove before. I've never dove into a pool before.
Really?
I've never shot a gun.
How diving would be like now that I'm bigger, because I haven't dived since I was skinny. And so I wonder if I would just belly flop because the weight would pull me down.
Maybe.
I kind of want to dive just to see what it's...
Well, there's no diving pools all over the city now. It's like diving is out. You can't even have a diving board anymore at your house. Here's some calls, you guys. Jackie, Huntersville, hi.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. What can't you do?
I can't roll my R's, and I didn't think it was that big of a deal, and so I had to pick a language in middle school. So I didn't pick Spanish because you need to roll your R's to speak Spanish. So I've been taking French for 5 years now. Because I can't roll my
R. I can't do it either.
It's hard.
Your first one wasn't terrible, right?
Nicole, you can't either, right?
Oh, I can't do it, and it's so embarrassing, like I'm not even going to try.
And then, you know, Sterling.
Thanks, Jackie.
It's like he spends 1 week in any other country, and he could pick up their dialect. And, like, he could talk like them and roll the R's. And, like, we were in Paris. I felt like he was French by the end of it.
Just perfect dialect. I love that.
He doesn't understand what he's saying and or what they're saying, but, like, he sounds like them, you know?
Somebody said that to me when I was in Mexico. They're like, your dialect is very good.
Mm-hmm.
You can imagine I felt like real macho.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you did. Let's bring in Katie from Gastonia. Katie, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, guys.
What is it that like the average person can do, but you can't?
I can't snap or whistle.
Show offs. He gets mad. I'm never listening to you again, snappers.
Jerks. Do you try? I mean, like, can we hear your effort?
Hold on, let me see. I literally, like, I don't even know how to put my fingers together.
Really?
You
put
it
down?
So many times.
It's your thumb and your middle finger, and then you snap it to hit your index finger.
My fingers look like pretzels going everywhere.
Katie, that's funny. Thank you. One more.
I think she's using the tip of her fingers too much. She needs to kind of make it flatter.
Will you do a video for her?
Yeah, I'll teach her how. This is Seth and Ballantyne. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hi, how are y'all today?
We're doing really well, buddy. So what's the simple thing that you don't know how to do?
Bringing back to what Loren said a few minutes ago about the parking space, I cannot pull into a parking space, but I can back in.
That's
you
funny.
Can't pull in. See, we would be a good pair.
I'm not going to lie. Pulling in is very difficult. Sometimes I got to, like, pull up, back up, and pull in.
You think that's harder than backing in?
No, well, because I sometimes can't judge on my far side of my vehicle. If I'm going to hit the other vehicle.
You back into a parking spot, Seth, in, you know, grocery store or wherever. It's an easy one move. It's two moves. You pull past the spot, then you back in, Loren.
Mm-hmm.
That, so it's just two quick moves. And then to pull in, you have to, like Roy said, center it up.
I get that, but backing up, I'm definitely hitting a car. Like, I cannot judge the vehicle.
Seth, can you whistle?
Not good, no.
I see this conversation is going downhill. I don't want to make him feel bad for himself. I was trying to build him up.
Can you drive a stick shift?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've actually never owned automatic.
Ah.
Can you snap?
I've had 15 vehicles. Yes, I can.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you can hear that or not.
Yeah, we did. That clears.
Okay.
Can you iron a shirt?
Can you iron a shirt?
No.
No, see? I'm not the only one. That's very difficult. And then Sterling does it like it's...
You two need a babysitter.
There you go.
How's your swimming, Seth?
I've never ironed a shirt. I just turn on the shower and let it.
It's a good life hack.
Yeah.
I throw it in the dryer. Let it bounce around.
Put it on de-wrinkle.
Yeah,
that's nice, too.
Yeah.
All right. Seth, thanks for listening. Have a great day out there in Ballantyne.
All right, you too.
I used to own this wrinkle spray, and you just spray your shirt, throw it in the dryer, and it comes out perfect.
Did it work?
Yeah, it worked.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah, that's great. I don't know what chemical I put on my shirt. But it worked.
What's this rash from?
My skin looks great, but my shirt's still wrinkled. I don't know what the heck's going on. And this is the part of the show where we tell you to make sure you download the Mock Made podcast.
Yes, it's a full season available to binge. Two celebrities have been on it. Other celebrities says it's the best podcast ever. Don't ask me who the other celebrities are because they're not real.
Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Wake up.
I love the morning show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.